going to be. Our next one is going to be Lighthouse Lanes. We're going bowling. And so I'll be sending emails with what it is, where we're going, how much it costs. So you're not just getting day of, you hear from your student, oh, hey, we have an event tonight. Can I go? Can I have this money? Some of them will be free, wanting to do some events like board game nights or even a movie night here at the church. So it's not always going to cost something. I want to try to do free or very cheap, because I know also middle school students don't make a lot of money. And so just so they're not always coming to your wallet to get money, we want to do that in that way. And so that's the first thing we have is the first Saturday nights. The second one is Pershing Middle School. I'm getting plugged in at Pershing Middle School, which is just up the street. One of our goals as a youth staff is not only to just be plugged in here at Hope Church, but also to be plugged in the community that we serve. And so I've had an opportunity, I've spoken with their principal, to get involved with the mentoring program. And so it's a really great way to just see what student life is like outside of these four walls, and something that we're doing to get a better relationship with those that we may never come in contact with if it wasn't for going outside of here. And so if you have students that go to Pershing, encourage them to communicate with their friends wherever they go to school, whether it's Pershing, Rogersville, Ozark, NCA. We have lots of different schools that are represented. Encourage them to communicate with their friends and to start building those relationships. We do what we can, but we can't do it all. And so that's why we want to partner with you. And then we want to increase conversations and relationships this year, not only with your students, which is our weekly goal, is to increase conversations about Jesus, about their relationship with Jesus, their relationship with their family, and how that all ties together in them pursuing Christ. We want to increase conversations with you, because we can't do this without you. You're their parents. You're who God has given them to guide and lead them through life. But we want to partner with you. We want to have not just pointless emails where we're giving you list and list of things that are coming up, but we really want to hear what's on your heart, what God's speaking to you about your students, what God's speaking to us and us going forward and doing this together as a team. So we want to have conversations with your students, with you, and then with our leaders, and all three of us kind of working together in that aspect. Their Connect Group leaders are situated in such a way that every week they have interactions with those same Connect Group leaders in just fun activities that we do every week, or if it's in our Connect Group time where we have questions about each sermon that we go through, they're growing spiritually with those Connect Group leaders. And so we want to have this going full circle in that we're communicating with you, you're communicating with the leaders, and that we're all just sharing and growing together in these conversations and striving to lead your student into a better relationship with Jesus in every aspect, in every way that we possibly can. And so that's everything I have on my list. Pastor Justin.
Give Alan a hand. Is he doing a good job? Yay. Golf clap. Okay, so I'm going to get you out of here in 10 minutes, promise, all right? And that's not a preacher 10 minutes. That's for real. So the couple things I've got for you. If you got a high school student, one of the big emphasis for us this spring is that kind of all roads we want to lead through our Connect groups, those things that meet first and third Sundays at people's houses. The reason we want to do that is we feel like it allows us to establish better relationships with students outside of this room, because roads don't do a good job of making friendships. And I hope you track with that. Like, Wes is looking at the back of Lorna's head. They're probably not going to get, like, real deep with each other, right? But it takes some time in circles, and so we'll serve free food, free activities, all kinds of fresh, hot dopeness, okay? If you don't know what dopeness is, ask your high school student. But it's really, really good, and so I would encourage you, and I just know as a parent, I know you're busy. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. I know that Sunday's a long day. I'm in that camp. I'm up before the sun. I don't usually see my bed until tomorrow. And so I get Sunday's long day, okay? But this is really, really important. And we feel like all the relationships that come out of Connect groups are substantially better than just coming and attending on Wednesdays. It allows a better prayer relationship with somebody, allows a better mentoring relationship. And so we're in on this. We really feel like this system works for us here, all right? So jump on the Connect groups. The other thing would be our spring internship. We got these little applications that you can grab. I don't know if you got one or if you want to grab one, but I highly encourage not just high school students, but middle school students also, every student we want to see intern because it gives us an opportunity to take their gifts, harness their gifts, and put them to work. That say like Matthew, right? Matthew's sitting over here with the black and the orange. He just went like all bug-eyed because he was like, what are you doing calling on me right now? Matthew, stand up, wave to all the people. I'm just kidding. You don't have to. All right, so Matthew, like I know him. His mom works here. I've got a lot of things I know. He said he wanted to learn about playing guitar, right? There's all these different stuff. But if Matthew is serving as an intern with us, we get an opportunity to put that to work, not just have it show up in the room and hoping we figure out some place for them. But interning is the way that every student has a role and we want to put them to good use. And we don't just want to have them be taskmasters because we could put any student to work, but that's not the end goal. That we want to train, develop young leaders who love Jesus. And so the spring internship is going to be that way. The schedule is really easy for spring and fall because it's 5 o'clock for dinner. We'll serve them free food if they come and serve. And then from 5 to 9, we got them doing stuff, including service. And so we're just going to put that time together. We're really leveraging every moment. And so, again, if you can force your students' hand to do it, it's a good investment. All right, I can't make them, but you as a parent can. For the love, all right? So there's that. The other thing we do is I just like to create a rhythm of reading the Bible every year. I feel like it's a good, healthy discipline to get in. I want to be 60 and have read it like 95,000 times. And so the only way to do that is to create rhythms every year to do so. And so we have this Bible plan that we printed out. It's also available online. There's a Bible software called Logos. It's really popular amongst preachers and scholars. They have a free version of it called Faith Life, and they created the largest free study Bible in the history of the world. So if you go to Faith Life Study Bible, you can type that in. It's available on your phone. It's available on your desktop. It's available everywhere, and it is the largest free study Bible. They have all kinds of scholars who contributed to it. So I'd recommend this, even for your student. Man, this is a solid, solid study Bible for them to use. I mean, it's all digital, but this thing's money, all right? So the reading plan that they have is just three different parts that you read every day. If you take 10 minutes, you'll read the whole Bible this year. And so we've had a different way of doing it every year since I've been here. And so this is just a different way of doing it. So if you want to grab onto that, bring that to your house, jump in it, but there's that one. And then just as like a point on your calendar, our next parents meeting will be March 3rd. All right, so if you want to write that down, that should be the, I think that's the first Sunday in March, but our next one will be March 3rd. And then the big whammy for today is going to be summer camp. All right, so that's the super packet you've got, and today is our first day of summer camp. We're 6 months out from summer camp or 7 months out from summer camp, and so we're just going to kind of walk through some high points there. If you've never traveled to summer camp with us before, we'll just give you the details, and then we'll kind of let you know. We go to Colorado Springs. This will be our eighth year. We've had a couple years where we haven't gone, i.e. last year because of a wildfire, but this would be our eighth summer camp. So there's that one. We go to a campground. It's called Garden of the Gods Campground. We stay in tents. Everybody brings sleeping bags. Everybody brings deodorant, so it's not stinky camping, but it's a really awesome time. The reason we travel to Colorado, all right, there is no joy for me in traveling 16 hours with a herd. All right, that's not like something I wake up in the middle of the night and go, I want to travel 20 hours with teenagers. The whole reason we do that is for this conference called Desperation. We have not found anything remotely close that has the impact on students that Desperation does. And I can say that we've looked at, scouted at, tried a lot of other conferences that just don't hold that. And so if it wasn't for Desperation, I love Colorado Springs. Those are my stomping grounds. I don't love it that much to drive 16 hours for it. And so that's primary reason. Desperation is why we go. And then we build stuff around it to be worth the out and back. That we could just do Desperation, but that's 16 hours of driving, 39 hours of conference, 16 hours of driving back. That if you were doing that driving, you'd want some relief too. So we put mountains and whitewater rafting as driver relief. Okay, so we'll keep going. Desperation's there. You can find out more at Desperation online. All of our driver info we'll have available the Saturday we leave so that you can grab that. And if you want to call anybody, we'll do that. As far as eating goes, every meal once they get there is covered. The food on the way out isn't. And so we just recommend $30-ish dollars. I know you can eat meager. We'll stop at a McDonald's that you can eat for $3.23 every meal. You can get a double cheeseburger at lunch and a McChicken for dinner, and you will be great. That is $6.46. But we also know some people don't like McDonald's that much. So 30-ish $6 is good, all right? We are going to be hiking Pikes Peak. It's America's mountain. That's where all the Purple Mountains majesty came in. So we'll hike that majesty, and it'll be good. It's about 10 to 12 hours to hike. That's us being kind of gracious. So would recommend some cardio programs be developed at your house, not involving the Connect. So even when you want to go to Busick, walk around the Nature Center, if you can walk for 10 hours, you can hike Pikes Peak. But most teenagers probably aren't hiking 10 hours. So just get some good walking time, all right? We travel like Israel. We move at the pace of the slowest. So nobody's going to be up at the top of the mountain by themselves ever again. And no one's going to be at the bottom of the mountain by themselves ever again. That happened one year. Never happened again. Praise the Lord. So at this point, I mean, we just walk. We drink water. We walk. We drink water. We walk. It's great. It's a really active illustration for Exodus, except it's all uphill. And so it's going to be really awesome. I guarantee one of the best bonding experiences we have with students, leaders have with students, and students have with other students. It's phenomenal. All right, so there's that. As far as medication goes, we'll want those given to Rachel by July 3rd. That's the Wednesday before we go, I think. Yeah, July 4th is a Thursday. So it's the Wednesday before we go. Get the medication to her. That way we've got it bagged up. I understand that your student probably is really good about giving medicine to themselves, but we kind of just want to have some oversight to that, that way there's not medication laying around in places, all right? So Rachel will be our hub, and then we'll dispense out from there. As far as travel arrangement goes, we travel in minivans, so who knows what budget or whatever rental company we'll be using this year has, but it'll be a 7-passenger minivan that we'll drive across the country in. So it's really economical, it's really comfortable, and it is a close-knit group of crew that rides in that. And so due to that, we do have travel restrictions on bags, that there's a 48-inch long barrier. Don't get a 48-inch high one. The cube of luggage is not appropriate, but you don't need to pack everything. This is a good, you know, training and restriction. All right, so 48 inches will be good. Need to make sure you bring, and we have a packing list, but sleeping bag, pillow, maybe a pad. And then as far as payment goes, again, it's $350. And I understand $350 is a lot of money. Like, I know that you go, oh, $350. If you pay $50 this month and every month until we go, paid for. But I get that, and I understand that $50 is still $50. I mean, Rachel and I aren't rolling in the deep. Helen's not. So we get it, all right? But I've always said we don't want money to be the issue that somebody doesn't go. That's Pastor Gary's policy. That's our policy. But we like to do this now, because if we do this in June and you say, I don't have $350 today, this is a better conversation for us to have now than it is for us in June. And so we want to be super accommodating. We want to do whatever it takes to get your students, family to go. But just talk to us soon, and we'll make it happen. All right, so $350. We're working on fundraisers, but I'll give you the honest truth on fundraisers. Most of the people who need the money don't show up to events to do the fundraisers. It's all the students who don't need the money who just want to help other students raise money. So for me, fundraisers are a lot of work that sometimes get very little money, and it's frustrating when somebody says, I need money and doesn't come. So I just say, you can tell there's like 8 years of bitterness in me right now. And so if that comes off that way, I apologize. But I am open to and willing to consider doing anything if it means getting students to go. So if you got something that's awesome, talk to me, all right? So we'll get done with that. Boy, it is a preacher's 10 minutes. All right, so we'll finish up real quick. On here, you can see the schedule. This gives you a play-by-play of every day. July 6th is a travel day. July 7th is the Amazing Race in Colorado Springs. We don't race, just driving around town, sightseeing. But we figured sightseeing wasn't as attractive as a name. So Amazing Race Colorado Springs. That first free day, we'll hike Pikes Peak. Everybody's acclimated. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's ready to hike starting at 4 a.m. After that, we go whitewater rafting, which is the next free day. There's plenty of recovery time. We don't have to start rafting till noon. So everybody gets to sleep in a little bit, and then we go whitewater rafting. The next days, there's a half day of conference on the 10th, full day on the 11th, full day on the 12th, all Jesus, all the time. I guarantee what your student will talk about after going is desperation and not any of the other stuff. That's my guarantee to you. Because all the other things are cool, but desperation is so money. So there's that. The 13th will just be a free day where we recover and pray and hang out and pack and just get ready to roll. And then on the 14th, we travel. So all the registration information, it says it's available today. We're going to get it up for you tomorrow. So you can jump on that if you want to. It's $50 to register. We need registrations by June 1st. That we've let registration go all the way until Saturday. That's just unable. We can't plan that way anymore because of the numbers we're starting to get into. So just registered by June 1st, paid for by July 1st. Again, talk to us. We'll make it happen. But there's all that. Packing list is there. You can check that out and see what's happening. The next one is a waiver. That's just a release form. Primarily, that's for us to have medical information in case that we need it. We don't run into much medical issue, but in case we would need it, we'd rather have it than have to call you. So we like that one. And then the final one is the whitewater rafting agreement. It just says you know you're going whitewater rafting, and that involves getting in a raft and going through whitewaters. And so you can see that, and it's all good. Honestly, we have never had anything remotely close to bad happen whitewater rafting. It has been the company we use is legit. The place we go is legit. I mean, it is so, I know as a parent, you may be like, why water rafting? Are you kidding me? I've got a 12-year-old. I'm telling you, we have not had any kind of issues as it relates to whitewater rafting. Boom. Good. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Worries? Good for the group? All right. If you do, you can come up and talk to me, and I'll be happy to get you some stuff. Again, Rachel's got internship applications, Bible reading plans if you want some of that, and then we'll be happy to talk summer camp, high school, middle school with you as long as you want. Make sure to finish the donuts and the fruit and all that. We'd like to not have to store it again, so just give yourself a little freebie lunch and then go have cheddars or something, whatever you want. All right. Again, if you want to talk to us, we'd love to. Thanks for coming and spending half an hour with us.